I'm telling you, you need to look good.
Guys, sorry about the last week. I couldn't remain strong. Sometimes I just gotta, you know.
Coward.
This has been one of the very requested topics for a while. So I wanted to leave this for the Valentine's Day. I know that I don't have an option to be a coward on this day, bro. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. I am hoping you will have a great day with your girl. Make the most of this special day and cherish it with your partner. Just like you did last year, right? But guys, for today, I'm gonna talk about something that I got a lot, and I mean a lot of requests for. Fit and fearless.
When you sneeze, as an unattractive person, nobody notices you exist. The more attractive you are, everybody's telling you bless you. Why? Because they think you look good. When you don't look good, no one trying to bless you.
He's one of the guys, actually, who can much more easily fool you if your fundamentals are not strong. I think he has a much stronger appeal than guys like Richard Cooper and Modern Life Dating and, you know, the rest of those run-of-the-mill dating coaches. Because he's actually a lot more in touch with reality than the rest of those guys. The appeal of people like him will be a lot more stronger for this reason. Because he's mixing a lot of truth with the BS.
Yeah. Physique doesn't exist. You're too jittery. Stop flexing. See, this is why girls don't take you seriously, Nunu. Because you can't sit your down and focus like an adult. You over here flexing on the camera. That's why the girl rated you a 4. Because you're immature.
You're not an introvert, bro. You're just ugly. You think that people care that you like to stay by yourself. Everybody likes to stay by themselves. You have no social skills. You have no social skills because people don't like to be around you. The reason why it's so hard for you to be extroverted is because nobody wants to talk to you. If people thought that you were actually handsome, they would want to talk to you. And people wanting to talk to you will make you also better socially. So nobody wants to talk to you, so you don't have any social skills, so you call yourself an introvert. You're not an introvert.
He talks trash about the BP, but he literally just summarized it there. Guys, one thing you gotta understand about guys like Fit and Fearless is that these guys know and understand the BP a lot more than they let on. And that is why you can catch them slipping a lot. You are gonna remember that, what was his name? Healthy Gamer, right? Dr. K.
And the science is very, very, like, disappointing. So this is why I haven't made much content about being bald, because I haven't found an answer.
You will see these guys slipping a lot and contradicting themselves a lot. You will find so many inconsistencies in their videos. Now, of course, over the time, one can change, genuinely change their opinions on stuff. But if the things you say just change so drastically in a short time, in a relatively short period of time, that leaves two options. One, either your judgment wasn't that strong to begin with, which brings your judgment into question in the first place, or it brings your honesty into question. One or the other. No other way around it. If you look at his videos, Fit and Fearless videos, you will see that he's selling grind and improvement stuff to you. I truly think he knows what is going on. He knows what's up. That little short was spot on. In the past, I said it myself, a lot of the time people who think they are introverted, it is just life. Life and their looks forcing them to be that way. Pushing them into being that. You are not introverted, bro. You were forced to be that way. The experiences you went through during your formative years shaped who you are. The personality you ended up with. I am not saying it is set in stone. I am not saying nothing can be changed, but it's definitely a major, major factor. It is a catch-22 situation. So Fit and Fearless knows all this stuff. But when you check his other videos, what does he say? He's drifting to the faker side. Oh, it's all about looks, but only the stuff that you can easily change by buying my products. Only things that you can buy from my online store and learn from me about game. Oh, it's about muscles and how you dress. Lures you in with the truth, the notion that looks are a very major factor, and then gives you the fake stuff.
Your face is costing you from getting laid. You have to improve your face to the max. And the number one way to do this, guys, is to get a skincare routine. And when it comes to skincare routine, guys, you guys already know. If you don't already know, welcome to the team. Teej Henley, guys, is the best skincare routine for men. Guys, I've been using Teej Henley for going on 2 years now. An extra 30% off if you start with Teej Henley, plus a free gift. All you gotta do is go to the description, go to the pinned comment, click that link, go get your first box, man.
By the way, guys, I have gotten similar offers myself. I still do, honestly. So you're going to make a video about skin and looks, right? The importance of skin. And in the middle, you will say, guys, trust and believe. You got to use this, man. You got to use this. You'll see the results instantly, guys. I could easily spin this as some sort of, you know, positivity and improvement channel. I could put a spin and be like, guys, come on, guys. It's about looks. Go buy this product. Unless you buy this product and use this for at least 6 months, at least 2 years, guys, at least 3 years. Unless you do this, you are not going to know your true SMB. You are not going to know if you are really ugly. I could have easily done that.
I'm telling you, you need to look good.
Allow me to introduce you to the Modern Dan Academy. My name is FedEx Fearless. I've personally managed to take myself from an absolute beta chump who could barely talk to a woman.
And of course, needless to say, he has his own academy. Modern Dating Academy. I don't know why they are so adamant on being uncreative. Modern Dating Academy. Wow. So unique, bro. The best you could come up with. I can't even remember which one is which. If you told me this before Modern Dating Academy, before I knew, I would say it could belong to anyone in these circles.
Women only care about your height so much when everything else sucks. If you don't believe me, think about it. When a woman is complaining about your height, she doesn't really find you that attractive. Think about Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is 5'7". Look at Kevin Hart, right? They like taller men because taller men can protect. Taller men, they feel more safe with. This is just who women are hardwired to want to go towards. I'm 5'7", 5'8", but this is what I mean. You can overshadow your lack of height by improving other areas of your life, becoming more fashionable, getting in great shape.
I partially agree here, guys. Yes, you can overshadow your height, but not with fashion and muscles. You can overshadow it by having a better face. Overshadow it by simply moving to a different place where the food is slower. Where the average height is maybe like, let's say 5'6", right? Geomaxing, everybody knows that I've been in favor of this. So yes, you can somewhat overshadow it, but again, he's giving you the half truth here. And yes, you can also increase your status and money, which won't bring you the genuine attraction, but you will have options, more options. Women who are just interested in that lifestyle. I've never denied that, guys. Money and status will buy you attention. But the notion that you can overshadow your 5'6 height by simply dressing better and hitting the gym is just not realistic, bro.
It's backed up by data and statistics. I believe you're laughing at me, but the university studies and the dating app data does not lie. There's a reason why everyone joined your call. That's ethnic, by the way.
There's a reason why everybody joined my call.
Most people who join your call seem to be ethnic. That's not a coincidence, I don't believe.
Ethnic? You mean like they're ethnic. Black?
Yes, black or Hispanic. They're not. You never see an average white guy on your call. I don't know why. I mean, yesterday.
Because the first thing you said was incorrect. I would say there are probably more white guys that join, if anything.
Clint is actually right, by the way. Most people on this show are ethnics, but that is irrelevant. The issue here is, the mistake Clint is making is, he's trying to change his opinion. He's trying to, you know, prove something to him. That is not going to happen, bro. These people mistakenly believe that people, I am referring to Fit and Fearless, people like Fit and Fearless, they label the BP as just giving up. And there is nothing you can do to change his mind. Of course, someone like him is not going to agree that it is about genetic determinism. Of course, he's going to play it off like, oh, it is about fashion, muscles, and game. What do you expect? What do you expect, bro?
You guys think that it's all looks based and it's numbers and all this bullshit. Well, a lot of the things that what makes a woman attracted to a man is nonverbal communication. Everybody that's watching you right now would agree with me that your mannerisms are very awkward.
Brother, people who are not used to talking to cameras on live streams will be nervous. This is very normal. With hundreds of people watching live and judging him, it is normal. I mean, even I experienced this with people on the show, on my live stream. Those guys could be very talkative in the 1v1 Discord calls, like cool and talkative people. But you go live, they see those numbers, hundreds of people watching it live, they go nervous, they get a stage fright, which is normal, I get it. And on top of that, this guy has to show his face. This isn't even a Discord voice chat. Now, this guy can be awkward in real life as well, but we don't know that. And even then, if one is awkward, then you gotta look into why. You gotta question if that is really why he's not attracting women. Or he's not attracting women, so he's awkward. Since he never got to practice his social skills around women. goes back to that very same thing he admitted in the beginning. You are not introverted. Since you are ugly, people just didn't want to be around you during your formative years. And it forced you to be introverted. You're not an introvert. This is just pure gaslighting. But Clint is too nervous and inexperienced to push back on life.
A little weird. So these are things that women are going to notice from your behavior that are going to automatically disqualify you.
So I'm not sure what the...
So, but women treat that... Women can give that behavior to anybody.
Well, mostly unattractive men, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of men are unattractive because they don't try hard enough.
No, bro. Nah. Most men, even if they try to improve their looks, just don't have the ceiling, the potential to get that treatment from women. I am in favor of looks, Max, and I have done plenty of that myself. Both soft and hard, by the way. But like, oh, you gotta get muscles. Take off that shirt. Let me see what you look like. Come on, man. For the vast majority of men, muscles and fashion combination itself won't be enough.
Okay. Clint. You're the perfect present. You're the exact representation of these dudes. You're them. Let's see what you look like. Take the jacket off. You just sit up here and try to downplay the fact that 5'11 is not above average height. And you're 5'11. 5'11 is above average height. And women still are disgusted by you. So you're above average height, but you're still not that. They still don't fuck with you. So is it the height? Because you're black pillars. How come the height didn't carry you enough to get girls?
Brother, because 5'11 in this day and age just cannot be considered above average. He's looking at that Google data, Google stat. He Googled it 5'9 for average male height in the US, but that doesn't give you the full picture. For young Caucasian non-Hispanic men, it is higher than 5'9. 5'11 is not some height to brag about.
There's data behind this. There is data behind
this. So how do I get girls? I'm still black. I'm still short. How can I kick your ass when it comes to dating?
Mostly because of your money and status, bro. Let's be real here. I mean, sure, he's not a bad looking dude. He's above average. He's ripped. Especially for black guys, ripped look is a bigger plus. It's a bigger return on investment. I think gym maxing creates better results for black men because it is kind of expected from them more to be muscular. He's above average facially. He has a good body. I am not saying he would be a loner without his business and status, but come on. It is a major factor considering the kind of woman these guys go for.
Here's why broke dudes get a lot of women. Broke dudes get a lot of women because they have all the time in the world to give women what they want, which is attention. And this is the paradox of what women claim they want. They claim they don't want a broke guy, but they wonder why the successful guy doesn't have time to be there and give them all this attention.
Another delusional statement. Oh, women want the broke dude because they can't give attention. No, women want the good looking and also financially stable, strong dudes. It is a net positive. If you have the status and money. But they will choose the broke hot dude over an ugly engineer making what? 200k a year. That part is true. They will choose the broke guy, but hot broke guy. I mean, with Fit and Fearless, you will get a lot of health truths. He will leave out the part where it is not beneficial for him.
These women do approach men. They're just not approaching you, bro. You know what I'm saying? They don't think you look that good or you're attractive enough for where they're gonna go above and beyond to come up and speak to you. You need to be washing your face several times a day. When it comes to skincare, guys, my go-to skincare routine, guys, for over 3 years is nobody other than Tej Henley. Right? Tej Henley prides themselves on being uncomplicated skincare for men. Right?
Three weird signs that no one thinks you're attractive. Number one, you have to wait in line wherever you go. People tend to let attractive people skip line.
Big names on YouTube recently talked about this dude. I really should have listened to the streets and made this video earlier, before Penguins and A-Bam Preach talked about him. They are just acting like he's so crazy. But he's not. Fit and Fearless is a lot more in touch with reality than the rest of the manosphere. Guys like Richard Cooper and Modern Life Dating.
No, they don't. Not even in your wildest dreams is that a normal occurrence. Very few souls on God's green earth are going to let someone cut them in line just because they're attractive.
Penguins was ripping on him for this. And of course, that is BS. Even as a Chad, you gotta wait in the line. But people will say sensational stuff just to make a name for themselves. Just to get guys like Penguins talk about them.
Number two, women never buy you expensive gifts. When you're an attractive guy, women tend to buy you things of real high worth. The better you look, the more women are willing to go above and beyond to show that they appreciate you.
Jinkies, this guy thinks that being attractive is like a cheat code in a video game.
It is, though. It is like a cheat code in a video game. He was actually spot on with that number two. A woman will show you appreciation when you are that guy. But when you are not that guy, when you are unattractive, even the way you drink water will be a problem. Even that will give women the ick. But of course, big names on this platform are clowning Fit and Fearless for this. It was funny watching everybody gang up on this guy. But for all the wrong reasons. I am sure these guys would react to me the same way, without actually watching my content. But yeah. Guys, I hope your Valentine's Day goes better than mine. I don't even know what I'm gonna do that day. But don't be afraid, gentle life.